From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo has signed the Presidential Decree No. 19 of 2021, confirming Indonesia's membership at the Asian Center of Military Medicine, ACMM. Indonesia routinely and actively sends its military personnel, including medical personnel, to international missions, as one of the National Defense Forces' main tasks is military operation other than war. On May 25, 2016, in Vientiane, Laos, Indonesia and other Asian member states signed the joint declaration of the Asian defense ministers on promoting defense cooperation for a dynamic Asian community, which adopted the terms of references of the Asian Center of Military Medicine. Indonesia wants to increase its active role in international cooperation in the military medicine field with other Asian member states and between Asian member states and plus countries. Indonesian citizens can enter the Holy Land after the government of Saudi Arabia lifted the suspension of international travel for several countries and the booster vaccine requirement. Religious Affairs Minister Yaqut Khalil Khumas said on Friday that there are no longer requirements for being vaccinated with booster dose, but Umrah pilgrims still have to comply with health protocols. Earlier, Saudi Arabia authorities only allowed entry into the Holy Land for those vaccinated with Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, and Johnson & Johnson brands. Then, the authority had issued a regulation for Umrah pilgrims inoculated with the Sinovac and Sinopharm vaccine that necessitated receiving one dose of additional injections or booster from four vaccines recognized by the government of Saudi Arabia. Indonesian migrant workers PMI have thanked the Presidential Staff Office for the help it extended in their safe and smooth repatriation from Hong Kong in accordance with the COVID-19 health protocols. Nur Meliana, one of the Indonesian migrant workers in Hong Kong, said that PMI is grateful for the government's hard work, especially Chief of the KSP Muldoko, that has paid attention to PMI in Hong Kong by handing out many masks since the pandemic began. She also noted migrant workers who returned to Indonesia were also provided free quarantine facilities, adequate food, and COVID-19 vaccine. Head of the National Research and Innovation Agency, SPRIN, Aeronautics and Space Research Organization, Erna Sri Adiningsih, stated that SPRIN is developing a platform that utilizes artificial intelligence to monitor natural resources and the environment. The research organizations had told Antara on Friday that the use of the artificial intelligence or AI to monitor natural resources and the environment is still in the development phase. Let's move on to the international news. The government of Brazil on Friday night statement said that Brazil will ban arrivals from six countries in southern Africa due to the emergence of the Omicron COVID-19 variant. The statement also said that the ban applies to persons arriving from South Africa, Eswatini, Lesotho, Namibia, Zimbabwe, and Botswana. The World Health Organization, WHO, on Friday classified the B11529 variant detected in South Africa as SARS-CoV-2 variant of concern, saying it may spread more quickly than other forms. It also stated infection in South Africa had risen steeply in recent weeks, coinciding with the detections of the variant now designated as Omicron. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russian's representatives are planning to overthrow his government next week as a Russian troop built up sparks fears of an invasion. As quoted by BBC.com, Zelensky said audio recording suggested the country's wealthiest businessman was being dragged into the plan, though this had been denied. The Kremlin spokesman, meanwhile, said Russia had no plans to get involved. Moscow has also dismissed concerns over the troop buildup as alarmist. That was the news. First news comes from Jambi. Jambi University UNJA in Jambi Province conducts training and prepares participation for the 2022 International Students Exchange Program, which is planned to roll back after being affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. Head of the UNJA International Service Unit, Dr. Sri Wahyuni, as quoted from the Jambi University's official website Wednesday, said that 2 years ago, before the COVID-19 pandemic, UNJA sent students' representative to conduct student exchange to Thailand, the Philippines, and Malaysia. Next news comes from Banda Aceh. The government of Aceh is grateful to the government of Jakarta for making Admiral Malah Hayati a heroine from Aceh, the name of one of the streets in Jakarta. Governor of Aceh, Nova Iriansyah, in a virtual event followed in Banda Aceh Tuesday, said that Admiral Malah Hayati was a woman warrior who came from the Sultanate of Aceh in fighting the invaders. The statement was conveyed on the sidelines of the inauguration of the name Jalan Laksamana Malah Hayati at the Jakarta City Hall. The name of Jalan Admiral Malah Hayati replaces the name of the Kalimalang Inspection Road on the north side. Last news comes from Bangka Belitung. COVID-19 Handling Task Force of Bangka Belitung Island Province forbids the public from holding fireworks parties to welcome the 2022 New Year's in a bid to prevent a spike in COVID-19 cases in the area. Secretary of the COVID-19 Task Force for the Bangka Belitung Island Province, Mikron Antariksa, in Pangkal Pinang Tuesday said that during New Year's Eve, public facilities, night entertainment, and Pangkal Pinang Merdeka Square will be temporarily closed to prevent crowds and community mobility. We begin today in history on November 27, 1940, when the battles of Cape Spartevinto occurred. The Battle of Cape Spartevinto involved Navy forces from the United States and Italy. The battle erupted in the Mediterranean Sea near Sardinia, Italy. One of the battles in World War II ended in a draw. Both countries suffered from the same loss by losing one warship. November 27, 1940, Bruce Lee was born. Bruce Lee's real name is Lee Jun Fan. He was born in San Francisco, California, United States. He was a stage name when he had a career in acting. He is known as one who popularized kung fu films throughout the world. Bruce Lee died in Hong Kong in 1973 and was buried in Seattle, Washington, United States. On November 27, 1942, Jimi Hendrix was born. Jimi Hendrix's real name is James Marshall Hendrix. He was born in Seattle, Washington, United States. His name is then widely known as a musician, singer, songwriter, guitarist, as well as cultural figure with a well-known name, Jimi Hendrix. In addition, Hendrix is also often referred to as one of the most influential electric guitar players in the history of rock music. He died at the young age of 27 years.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
マスクを着用してCOVID-19の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
وقو انتقال فيروس COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
رانغ جان تشوي بي تاي كاو جاو يي فانغ تشي سين سين غوان جوان بينغ دو فاي يان د تشوان بو. وو د كاو جاو باو هو ني. 你的口罩保护我
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Apa begini?
sebelumnya. Tak pernah kuduga
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Head of the Indonesian Central Statistic Agency Margo Yuwono said that Indonesia is lucky to have a low inflation rate at the moment, especially amid the COVID-19 pandemic. As a result, people don't have a shortage of supplies of the goods they need. Margo Yuwono disclosed in a media training in Jakarta on Thursday that during the pandemic, people in Indonesia have never experienced difficulties in getting goods or commodities for consumption. Hence, the inflation is controlled. According to Margo Yuwono, in some other countries, inflation rates are starting to soar, such as in the United States and European countries. The prices of goods and commodities have soared very high because of the disruption of the productions of goods due to the pandemic. He added that at the producer's level in several countries, there has been a high price movement. The situation is feared to reach consumers in Indonesia. Nevertheless, Margo Yuwono is of the opinion that the effect of the spike in international inflation still needs to be observed and studied to anticipate the possibility of a shortage of domestic production. The Central Statistic Agency recorded that the inflation from January to October 2021 reached 0.9% year-to-date, while inflation in October 2021 compared to October 2020 reached 1.66% year-on-year. In determining inflation, there are at least 800 commodities whose prices are monitored. The more consumption and the higher value of the commodity is, the greater impact is on inflation.
Ku akui ku sangat-sangat menginginkanmu, tapi kini ku sadar ku di antara kalian. Aku tak mengerti ini semua harus terjadi. Cool.
sangat-sangat mengharapkanmu. Tapi kini ku sadar, ku tak akan bisa. Aku tak mengerti, ini semua harus terjadi. Lupakan aku, kembali padanya. Aku bukan siapa-siapa untukmu. Ku cintaimu, tak berarti bahwa ku harus memilikimu selamanya. Sangat-sangat menginginkanmu. Tapi kini ku sadar, ku di antara kalian. Aku tak mengerti, ini semua harus terjadi. Lupakan kembali padanya, aku bukan siapa-siapa untukmu. Ku cintaimu, tak berarti bahwa ku harus memilikimu selamanya. Untukmu ku cintaimu, tak berarti bahwa ku harus memilikimu selamanya. Lupakan aku, kembali padanya. Aku bukan siapa-siapa
Office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
There are so many kinds of wonders in West Sumatra, especially in Padang Pariaman. One of them is Pariaman Beach, which is an exotic beach with an area of about 10.5 hectares. Tiram Beach or Oyster Beach is only approximately 12 kilometers from Minangkabau International Airport. The location is very strategic, so it is easily accessed by tourists. There are many options of transportation modes for tourists. In addition to its beautiful views that reconcile the hearts and eyes of tourists, Piram Beach also has famous culinary tourism location with local specialties that are guaranteed to be very friendly to tourists. The waves are not too big so that it's still safe from swimming. The sunrise and sunset views and the sound of the waves crashing are irreplaceable pleasure. When the weather is sunny, upright, and the exotic peak of Mount Singgalang becomes a sight that makes tourist eyes not want to stop staring at the beauty of this God's creation. Swamps and mangrove forests in Tiram Beach becomes a natural fortress from natural process that usually occur on the beach. In addition, the swamps and forests are a complement to the perfections of the scenery when visiting the Tiram Beach. The ebb and flow of the Muara swamp water is an inseparable part of the beach. The existence of the rare animals that occasionally reside in the swamp, such as cranes, is an illustration of the ecosystem of Tiram Beach. In addition to being a tourism attraction, Tiram Beach is also a culinary tourism spot. There are so many kinds of culinary that can be tried. A row of restaurants are lining up overlooking the beach with beautiful views. The beach is open from Monday to Sunday at 6 a.m. to 1900 hours Western Indonesia time. There are lots of hotels close to the Tiram Beach, which is precisely located in Nagari Tapakis, Ulukan Tapakis District, Padang Pariaman Regency, West Sumatra Province. If you are in West Sumatra, set your time to visit and enjoy the beauty and culinary delights of Tiram Beach.
Oh,
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, here is Miss Eleni that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Various activities are held online during the pandemic. One of them is Feminist Festival 2021, a conference that raises issues related to women and gender equality. This festival with the theme for a more feminist internet is held on November 26 to 28, 2021. This year's event is third time and Feminist Festival has been held and is held online for the first time. It is organized by the Jakarta Feminist Associations or Jakarta Feminist, and such a festival was held previously in 2017 and 2019. It is a cross-gender feminist community in Indonesia. The Feminist Festival 2021 carries the theme for a more feminist internet and collaborates with various levels of society to jointly create a digital space which is safe and comfortable for women and other marginalized groups. Visitors can participate for free in discussion and various plenary panels and discussion classes, attend workshops and watch film screenings and enjoy art performances. On this occasion, Jakarta Feminist will also launch the search service Catbot, which complements the carijasa.com website as a technology and based service to help victims of gender-based violence assistance services anywhere and anytime. This access to assistance is expected to be the beginning of the mission to eradicate gender-based violence in Indonesia. That's Ms. Seleni.
Aku memang cemburu.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
For COVID, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song, Ariati, created by Ismail Marzuki. The song Ariati tells about a man who admires a woman, but it is impossible to get her love. If he meets her in his dream, it is enough to make him happy. Well, listener, here is Emri Vani with a keroncong song entitled Ariati. Enjoy the song.
Dosakah hamba menjadi kau dalam mimpi. Hanya dalam mimpi hayati di kamar di taman. Mungkin Tuhan terpetik daku. Seribu satu malam hanyati.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bamboo.
Voice of Indonesia.
Selalu di sini meniti bayanganku. Takkan terhapus di hatiku. takkan terhapus di hatiku.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.